Twitter has joined forces with ad companies DoubleVerify and Integral Ad Science to provide advertisers with information about the content surrounding their ads. The program, which is initially available to U.S.-based companies, allows brands to analyze the tweets adjacent to their ads, including promoted tweets. Now, advertisers will now be able to see what kind of tweets are appearing near their ads and the reason for this. And companies will also be able to use Twitter's adjacency control tools to fine-tune their campaigns and filter out keywords. DoubleVerify and IAS have said that their tweet scanning solution will cover Twitter's home timeline first and then expand to profile and search placements. The new system aims to provide suitability scores to help brands determine if their ads are shown alongside tweets that may not align with the brand's image. For instance, an electronic brand may not want its ad to appear alongside a tweet discussing e-waste. Vice President of Product Marketing at DoubleVerify said the company is able to look at the tweets before and after the ad and classify them according to the company's own safety and suitability settings. This provides them insight into how their ads are appearing on Twitter. And Twitter is promoting this partnership in its own way to let advertisers know about this service. However, it's not clear how the social media platform will package this up. Both DoubleVerify and IAS will have access to real-time data from Twitter to measure ad performance. This follows Twitter's recent crackdown on third-party apps, signaling that Twitter is focusing on developer initiatives that could bring in revenue. Twitter's various monetization plans around subscriptions or payments may only pan out in the long term, if at all. And in a statement, AJ Brown, who's Twitter's head of brand safety, said, "Twitter is committed to promoting a safe advertising experience for people and brands, and this commitment has never been stronger. Validation of the context in which ads serve according to Global Alliance for Responsible Media, the GARM, industry standards is incredibly important to us and our customers." Now, Twitter had first teased this advertising initiative in a December blog post, published shortly after Elon Musk's takeover of the social media network in late October. And the post also detailed the launch of adjacency control tools to help brands prevent their ads from appearing around content with certain keywords. The announcement had arrived at a time when the Tesla and SpaceX exec had already made a number of missteps that worried advertisers enough to see many pause spending on the network. Specifically, brands were concerned about changes to moderation policies and layoffs impacting trust and safety teams, which could lead to their ads being shown alongside toxic content. About 40 civil rights groups also wrote an open letter pressuring advertisers to pause spending, and many brands seemed to agree a reassessment was in order as Twitter worked through its transition in leadership. Twitter also lost its top ad exec in November. Reports at the time noted that companies like General Mills, Audi, and Pfizer had already paused spending on Twitter, and soon others followed. Data from analytics firm Pathmatics provided to TechCrunch noted that several companies, including Kraft Heinz, Nestle, Coca-Cola, and Best Buy, didn't spend any money at all on the platform in December. Twitter's partnership with ad tech companies DoubleVerify and Integral Ad Science comes at a crucial time for the social media platform. As it struggles with declining ad revenue and advertiser exits, the new program aims to address brand safety concerns by providing advertisers with information about the content surrounding their ads and allowing them to fine-tune their campaigns to filter out keywords that may not align with the brand's image. This move is a strategic one for Twitter, as it looks to regain the trust of advertisers who have been hesitant to spend on the platform in recent months. Brands have been concerned about changes to moderation policies and layoffs impacting trust and safety teams, which could lead to their ads being shown alongside toxic content. Twitter's partnership with DoubleVerify and IAS is a clear indication that the platform is taking steps to address advertiser concerns and improve the overall advertising experience on the platform. By providing advertisers with more control over the placement of their ads and the context in which they appear, Twitter is positioning itself as a more attractive option for brands looking to reach their target audience. Overall, this partnership is a win-win situation for both Twitter and the ad tech companies involved. Twitter is able to address advertiser concerns and improve its monetization strategy, while DoubleVerify and IAS are able to gain access to valuable data and provide more accurate and targeted solutions to their clients. It remains to be seen how successful this partnership will be, but it's a step in the right direction for Twitter as it looks to regain the trust of advertisers and improve its financial situation. Hey, if you could take a second and hit the subscribe button on whatever podcast platform you're on right now, it would really help out the show, really help me out to continue providing access to Elon Musk data and information on a daily basis. So thank you so much for hitting that subscribe button. Now let's get into some SpaceX news, because this is the big one. SpaceX's Starbase facility, on January 23rd, there was a Starship full stack, and a full-fueled Starship full stack, by the way. That's a wet dress rehearsal. It's a landmark event. And that's when mission teams practice procedures that they will perform on the launch day of the Starship. The fully stacked Starship is 395 feet tall. It's a gigantic piece of hardware. But also the ground systems for that day were tested. Every single pipe, every single piece of electronics was tested to see if the Starship was able to do a wet dress rehearsal and a full fuel before the launch of this massive, massive rocket. Now, usually the Starship is silver. It's made out of a composite stainless steel. And when this full stack happened, when the fully fueled wet dress rehearsal happened, the rocket turned a glistening white. Liquid oxygen, 10 million pounds of liquid oxygen and liquid methane propellant were put into the tanks of the booster 7, and of ship 24. This has never been done before in the history of the Starship vehicle. And this vehicle is important because it's going to be used by NASA to send people to the surface of the moon in the next few years. Now, it's a first stage prototype, Booster 7, that's what I'm talking about, and an upgraded Stage 2, which is Ship 24. They must pass a few more tests before doing the first ever orbital flight test, though. Now, SpaceX unstacked Ship 24, and they're moving it back to the bay, which is where they do repairs, or they move it off to the side, basically, so the ship and the booster can be separate, so Booster 7 can do what's next up on the profile for this launch campaign, a 33 Raptor engine static fire. Now, the significant fueling of this ship is important. You know, it's a step towards SpaceX's ultimate goal of making Mars and the moon into a settlement and make it economically feasible to send tons of Starlink satellites into orbit at a time. Instead of, you know, they send 10 Starlink satellites at a time now, they'll be able to send 100 Starlink satellites in the future easily on a Starship platform. And Elon has said once they get everything wired and they get everything figured out, they'll be able to send 2-3 launches per day, possibly, of a Starship. So they could be sending 300-400 Starlink satellites in one day, which is incredible, and it will break all sorts of records for the amount of things that a gigantic rocket has sent into space. And this is the most powerful rocket ever. So it's capable of sending 100 Starlink satellites easily. Now, also, the Starship has been selected for the first crewed landing for the Artemis program, which aims to establish a permanent, sustainable presence on and around the moon by the end of the 2020s. And Starship could possibly land near the south pole of the moon in about 2025 as a test for the Starship LESS program. NASA and SpaceX have been working together for about over a decade to complement their Falcon 9 launches with the Starship will be incredible. Now, this Starship in the future will be designed to be able to land on a variety of surfaces, including the Earth, the Moon, and Mars, and it'll be equipped with 6 Raptor engines. That's the top part of the ship, Ship 24, and will have a payload capacity of up to 100 tons. And the spacecraft will be able to carry a crew of up to 100 people and will be able to sustain them for long duration missions, such as a mission to Mars. Now, this is a huge, huge leap forward for human spaceflight. And if SpaceX pulls this off, this could be a game changer, not only for human spaceflight, but for humans in general. Because if we can start sending people to the moon on a regular basis, everything's going to change with the space economy. And we've seen it change recently with the Falcon 9 launches and how reliable they are and how much cheaper they are than their competitors. And I will bring you more SpaceX news and Elon news as time goes by. So thank you, everybody, for listening. And I will see you in the next one. Take care.